Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.immc.org for Wednesday, February 9th, 2011. Palestinian medical sources reported that 10 residents were wounded in a number of airstrikes targeting several areas in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources also reported that a Palestinian child was wounded on Tuesday evening after Israeli soldiers fired rubber-coated bullets in Beit Omar, north of Hebron, in the southern part of the West Bank. Furthermore, soldiers kidnapped Razi Zakazi and his brother while working in their land near the Karmi Tsur illegal settlement located between the Palestinian towns of Halhul and Beit Omar. In related news, the Israeli army kidnapped on Wednesday at dawn 7 Palestinians in several parts of the occupied West Bank and in occupied East Jerusalem. 4 of the 7 Palestinians were kidnapped in Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in the occupied East Jerusalem. In Awarta town near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, soldiers shot and wounded a Palestinian youth during clashes that took place after the soldiers invaded the town. Arya King, founder and director of the Israel Land Fund, stated that within 5 to 10 years, 200 units for Jewish settlers will be built in the Palestinian neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah in occupied East Jerusalem. Tov Lior, chief rabbi of the Kiryat Arba illegal settlement in Hebron, in the southern part of the West Bank, stated that killing non-Jews is justifiable in some cases without any restrictions. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Ramona M.